Go.
Where do you get these songs from? What does this song say in it?
Puta. Puta.
Oh, bro,
Pam,
maybe
pam,
choke on my
pam, puta.
soda. Oh my gosh.
Bro, I'm just trying to shake some ass.
Well,
I don't know what vibe y'all on,
we're
but
doing.
I got the ass shaking.
Bro, let me do the intro. Well, as you guys can see or hear, we're doing this podcast. We always had like the thought idea of doing this, and we
finally, dude,
we finally were like, bro,
3 years in the making.
Let's just do it. We always have the idea of like doing something together,
except each other. But yeah, y'all sleeping on me, not with me.
But yeah, we're doing this podcast and just see where it goes. We're gonna talk about random stuff. We don't know what we're gonna talk about yet, but we're gonna just talk and see what happens or what. But yeah, want to give like a, what do you want to do? What do you want to talk about right now?
What if coronavirus killed me? What? Sorry, Graham's in the room.
Got giving those, off those vibes.
Got those vibes.
Oh,
I know I can't talk when he's in the room. Should be spreading faster than the coronavirus, dog.
Oh my god, bro. He's got the gram virus. He's saying.
Oh, my god. Virgin. Okay. Oh, but if it would have killed me, would you guys go to my funeral?
I mean, yeah, I guess. I'm sure.
If I knew it was going to kill me, I'd want to do one last thing.
What
I would
you
want
do?
To. Damn, that's hard. Because then the whole world's on coronavirus.
Let me think. I want to think about this too. I definitely want to travel outside the country besides Mexico. I mean, I've been to Mexico, but I definitely want to go somewhere else. Like, I always wanted to go see Japan. Like, I see pictures on like Pinterest and like Instagram stuff. Like the lights, how it is. Like very neonish. I don't know if you've seen like a picture like that.
I've only seen
like
the cherry blossoms.
Yeah,
that.
Oh,
like the city.
Yeah, the city.
And they have like the Mario Kart tour.
Yeah,
that looks.
I want to go to like those rooftop soccer indoor kind of things.
Oh yeah.
Those are pretty.
I mean,
cool.
It's not indoor because it's rooftop.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, it's like you get like the field, the kind.
Yeah.
It's like indoor.
But then if the ball flies over.
End game over.
Who are we gonna send to go get it?
So what would you want to do? I said what I want to do, but you never said what you want to do.
I don't know. Send a good DM.
Bro, don't you already do that now?
Hey, bro, chill. I don't know. I mean, I think my biggest dream would be just to go to a live Manchester United game that's, like, competitive. Like, I went to one in Chicago with my brother, a couple of his friends, and with Brian. And the soccer was really good, but they're not really playing for anything. They're just out there for fun. They have, like, 80 subs they do, so... Now, if I went to a game where they could only do 3 subs and it was actually like quality soccer,
like maybe for the league,
I think
or
yeah,
like Champions
I would.
League.
I think I would be able to die happy.
Yeah. What? Well, I mean, the way you described it to us, it made me want to go to like a soccer game, even though they're not really, like you said, they're not playing for anything. It's just they're just playing. It's pretty much like they're just practicing, training. I mean, it is a cup that they're playing, isn't it? But it's just like the international trophy or whatever that they play when they come over here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they don't even care. They're just trying to get the reps in. Like,
yeah.
I'm saying, like...
That's what I'm saying. It's like a training
sometimes
session.
They send in, like, a team in the first half, and then they send in a second team in the second half, and then they still make subs in the second half.
I remember recently, like, Ronaldo would not come to the U.S. anymore. I think Messi wouldn't either. Sergio Ramos didn't, like, 2 years ago. They didn't bring their star player.
What was 2 years ago? 2018?
Something like that.
Well,
or 3 years
when
ago,
was that?
A couple years ago.
Well, whenever they have their international tournaments, they don't come.
Yeah, obviously.
Because then they're on vacation.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, bro. Give a quick introduction.
I'm Arnoldo Lopez by birth. Arnie by my friends. Starnie on social media. Head ass on Dixon.
And gay by me.
no, I'm not gay though. But What? I'll be 24 in August.
We have Abraham but I'm joining in here.
You say why you're
I don't know
gay
why.
People.
He's apparently against gay people.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I am not against gay people, but I feel like Arnie is against gay
I just
people.
Said I wasn't gay.
It's the first time I've heard him say a complete sentence without stuttering. Oh my gosh. Bro. He's trying so he's like, I have not heard
Bro, I think it's the mic that's helping me out right now.
Motherfucker thinks he's in a job interview or something. Can't mess
oh
up.
Oh my
just
god.
Just shaking his head the entire time.
Dunk.
You're looking like you about to suck some dick or something.
High key, bro. You never know.
Wait. No, so what? What was I? Where was
You're
I?
You're saying your name, so you go
Oh, yeah.
People.
So, I'll be 24 in August.
Damn. Your birthday's in August?
Yeah.
I thought your birthday was closer to mine.
Nah, that's
John.
His fat ass. That's Graham. Don't y'all be sharing birthdays?
Yeah.
Let me finish. Yeah. And then I get off track.
That's my fault. All
right, I'll be 24 in August. I'll finally graduate college next May, and I'm single, and I'm trying to lose weight, and that's about as good as it gets with me.
And what are some of your hobbies? What do you like to do?
DMs. I play soccer on Wednesday nights with my friends. We play on a little
sick invite.
Competitive team. You're not good enough. All right, we are not serious. We want to have fun, but we know who's good enough. All right, if you want to make a team for Tuesday.
All right, bro. He's not that serious. You. I just made a joke. Right, I wasn't even paying attention anymore.
If you want to go to watch and support like a good friend, you can go.
There's coronavirus.
But don't tell
right
me
now.
That you should be invited because you know your quality. Okay.
Say, so I'm invite you anywhere. You like soccer. How many girlfriends have you had in your life?
Jesus.
Random question, bro.
Oh, my
get
God.
To know you.
Right off the bat.
Yeah, bro.
I've only had three.
Three girlfriends.
That ain't bad.
You didn't have any, like, oh, well, I guess not, because you went to school here pretty much your whole life, huh?
Whole life.
Yeah. By the way, we live, well, I mean, it's not like anybody doesn't know that's going to listen to this, but we're from Northwest Arkansas.
Northwest
from
Arkansas.
From Walmart, Arkansas.
We are the original NWA.
No, but, what else? What else can I ask you? How long have you been playing soccer? Your whole life,
I
huh?
was probably, yeah, I was probably four when I was on my first little team. Play like 3v3, just run around. The parents are just out there.
All right, here we go. Coke or Pepsi?
Coke, hands down.
Dang. You're right.
Hands down. Not even a question.
Boys or girls?
Club. Oh, that's boys and girls club.
All right, let's see. What's your favorite thing to do, like, to relax? To just, like, clear your mind or something? Like when you're not playing soccer, not doing homework, not working. Say you get like a Friday night and your friends are busy and you're like, oh, I have a date to myself. I gotta like cool down, relax.
I'll probably nap. That'll be the first thing. But if I have like most of the day, nap like at 4 or 5 and then I'll wake up and then I'll see what the hell the move is.
Mm.
And if there's not a move, I'll watch
The Office,
where
yeah,
I'll
classic.
Just watch sports podcasts.
Yeah.
Many of the Fox
Wait,
people.
You watch the podcast? They have, like, the video
have, well,
format?
Most of them are on YouTube.
Okay.
But then...
But
or,
they,
well,
they
actually,
have them
what
on...
I mean, they're on TV, and they move them to YouTube, and on YouTube, they make it into a podcast. That's then, what they call them, like, the sports podcast.
It makes sense.
Because oh, cool. It's like uninterrupted, so I guess it's a podcast. There's not, like... there's not commercials... I mean, there's ads, but that's because of YouTube. Reads.
Speaking of ads, I'm going to thank Abraham's family for sponsoring today's podcast. We're doing the podcast in his house, in his room.
All right, let's look at the sponsors we got here.
Using his table.
Well, oh, does he still
his
have
Wi-Fi?
The dog?
What is it? The iPod? Okay, so for everyone, so people that like, obviously you guys are not watching, you guys are not here, but he has a poster in his room. It's like from the ones that you get at the
Scholastic
book fair.
Book fair
when you're like in the fourth grade. And it says iPod, but the way it's spelled is IPAW or something like that, D. And it's a dog on there, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, he has like I just can't. How much was that poster for? Like $30, I bet. How much was it?
I don't know.
Bro, the stuff at the book fair was really expensive. I don't know
it
if you
really
remember.
It was. And it kind of sucked because, like, at the library, you get, like, the older books. And then when you wanted, like, the newer book, it'd be,
Dude,
like,
be closer to
$50.
Yeah. I remember the only thing that I would like to buy, or that I would ask my mom for money, was for
erasers.
No, for that like spy equipment.
Oh, guys, oh my god! I don't know if you guys remember god. That,
like the Visible Ink deal and the whole, like the decoder and stuff. I would always ask my mom for money. She did. I think she gave me some 1 year. I mean, stuff was expensive back then.
The invisible ink, you had to write it, and yeah. then you just had to, the other the side of the marker, yeah, you had yeah. to freaking color it in.
I remember, I don't know how they do it over here, but when I was in, over there in Texas, they did, like, you would get, like, a certain time, or, like, your, every class was assigned, like, a certain time to go to the library on a certain day, and then when we would go to the library that day, that's when we would get booked for.
No, well, here, well, in Springdale, I think the way they would do it is, you could go during, like, your English class, but then it'd be open after school, and so you would just go look during your class, yeah. and then you'd have to go back to class.
And buy something after.
Yeah, after just school. Wait. Like, I think a lot of times they try to line it with parent-teacher conferences also.
Okay. Yeah, so the parents would be there yeah. already. That's smart. What's a book that you used to like to read, like a series that you used to like to read back when you were, like, younger?
Junie B. Jones.
I remember for me it was Junie B. Jones.
That bitch was funny.
Goosebumps.
That B stands for bad bitch now.
39. No, I used to like the series of Unfortunate Events.
Magic Treehouse was
Magic Treehouse was good. Just any book that had, like, a cool picture in the front.
I never read Harry Potter, though. Those fuckers were huge. Got.
I remember there was, like, kids that would be reading that and be like, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah.
I never liked to get, like, I never wanted to get into Harry Potter. But, like, even if I wanted to get into it, my parents wouldn't let me. They didn't let me watch Cartoon Network when I was younger. Let me watch The Simpsons, WWE. Family Guy, none of that. I wasn't allowed to watch Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, Digimon, any of that when I was younger.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to watch any of that either. So, like, I never got into it because I was never allowed to watch it. Like, take that off. And yeah. then you just, like, people talk about now, like, how they love Dragon Ball yeah. Z. And I was like, what the hell? I thought that was a kid show. I was like, bro,
You know it's a classic. Like, Dragon Ball Z, Goku, like, he's a classic.
Yeah, but. And apparently he's, like, really old now. And, like, I just never understand. Yeah, and then yeah. I was all like, last time I heard about Dragon Ball Z, that people were saying that Vegeta's better than Goku.
Yeah.
And then they're all like, oh, dude, you're like 3 seasons behind. I'm like, bro, I really don't know what the hell going on.
So what year did you graduate?
High school, 2014.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question about high school. What was your favorite day of high school, all of high school, the 3 years? Because I know here you guys do 3 years. Over there, high school is considered all 4 years, freshman to senior.
Just one day.
Yeah, one day out of all 3 years that you were there that you, like, four. Unforgettable.
I don't know, probably, I don't know, my last day of senior year, because I was on the soccer team, so it was also senior night, ironically. It's kind of like the best of both worlds, like, yeah. My friends showed up to the game, I played with my friends on the field, saw my other friends do head-ass stuff.
Yeah.
That's probably the best day. I mean, there's other days where, I mean, they were just freaking hilarious. They're just things that happened, but I don't think I'd be like, oh, I want to go back yeah. to that day.
I remember my senior year, I wasn't, like, more than half of it, I wasn't there. I skipped so much. Like, I skipped so much that at the end, I almost didn't graduate. I had so much
absences. What was your favorite high school day?
I didn't have any. Oh, I can't think of one.
No, like, there's, like, certain memories I remember just from, like, random days of school.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, Brian, so he's my best friend. He got into
a fight.
The freaking no,
yeah, right.
A little Salvadorian kid ain't fighting. No, there's like a what's this called? Like a bookshelf.
Yeah.
And it was at the front of the room, and I sat in the back of the room.
You guys had a class together.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. So he goes up and he tries to ask the teacher something about the assignment because he didn't understand, but she was already helping someone, and so he got distracted and he picked up a seashell that was on the bookshelf, and. He was all like, hey, can you hear the ocean through this? And she's like, I don't know. It has a hole in it. Maybe if you cover it. And he covers it. And I'm telling you, he went up there to talk to the teacher. So she's like right next to him. And he covers the hole, puts it to his ear. And he says, all I can hear you is bitching at me. And like the kids in the front row just look back at me. And like, did you hear him? I was like, yeah, did she not hear him? Because he's, like, right behind her, and I'm telling you, I sat in the back of the classroom, and I'm like, what the hell did he just do? And she did not turn around, like, but that is just, like, vivid in my head. Like, this man's really said that out, like he... Like, what if she heard him? Yeah, like, it was what would over. Happen? Yeah, he would have suspended. Over, yeah, something. I'm like, dude, what are you thinking? But, the only thing, like, significant that I did, and I'll still bring it up to this day, is that I'll... Like, I set off fireworks for, like, the rivalry game that we had for football. And I set one off, and I got scared, and then I had to run a raid driver, I guess. And I just ran to his car. He's like, what about the other one? I was like, bro, I'm scared. Just go. Because they didn't go up that high. I thought they were going to go up higher. And I just lit it up. I was like, poof, I'm out. Fucking scared.
Bro. I remember my senior year. I guess I did get suspended. I don't think it was, like, official. They had, like, a whole document thing. You know how when you get suspended, you get, like, written
them write-ups.
Yeah. But they told me, they're like, you have to stay in the office the rest, like, the last couple of weeks of school. It was already, like, our full last week. And, like, we had that full last week. And then we had, like, you know how you always go, like, a half week or something like that?
For, like, final.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I got suspended for blowing a blowhorn. Like those.
The air horn?
Yeah, air horn, not a blow horn.
Yeah, blow this one.
I blew an air horn, and I got in trouble. And I told them, I was like, what's wrong with, like, what am I doing to harm? Like, they're like, we're going to call the police. I'm like, I don't understand what you're calling the police for. Like, it's sound. How am I going to hurt somebody? Like, they use these at games and stuff.
Bro, that's for danger. That's why you're not allowed to use those at football games.
That's not for danger. It's for fun. Are you kidding me? But you're allowed to use a matraca. No, but yeah, I remember that happened my senior year. I was like, bro, that's why I don't come to school. That's why I skipped most of this.
Y'all can't educate me on sound. You guys are hindering my education.
Bro, if anything.
I also kissed a German girl, and I'll never let that go. And I think so I'll never find love.
Isn't she engaged now?
No.
Oh.
But she did have a really rich boyfriend at one point, and now she has another boyfriend. Like, we still keep in touch because we're, like, pretty good friends. But I miss her. What's her name? We don't name drop. Hey, bro.
Oh, damn, bro.
Hell no. Nah, then y'all be following her on Instagram. I know y'all.
Coming back to what you were saying about that you're graduating college. What is it you said this
finally.
Year?
Finally.
In the fall?
In May.
May? My fault. May. Anyways. But what are your plans after, like, after you graduate?
First off, I'm going to congratulate myself, and I'm going to go on a little trip to Cancun because it's cheaper than Hawaii, and it's a lot more of all-inclusive. So Cancun is the move. I've invited a few friends. I'm not going to name drop just in case their girls are listening, and they're not going to let them go after this.
True.
But I'm going to get pretty wild. So that's first, Cancun. I looked into an Airbnb to them all-inclusive five-star hotels they have down there. I'm a room by myself because I'm not taking care of anyone. Also, I might get a hooker.
That's
on my bucket list. I'm not even lying. Oh, and then I'll apply to jobs. Honestly, if there's a good opportunity here in Arkansas, I'll stay. Mm-hmm. But... Other, like, it's got to be good.
Like, okay, yeah.
Like, I got to get paid good. Not like, oh, you can move up. No.
Yeah.
Because if it's that, I'd rather move.
Like, you did all the school for
a reason. Yeah, and, like, not just to have done, and I just don't want to. I mean, I understand if I have to go through it, then I have to go through it. But if I'm going to go through it, I'd rather move down to, like, the Dallas-Fort Worth area or freaking Kansas City. Because it's just a bigger environment. There's just a lot more to do.
They say that, like, people that, like, move out of their hometown, or not, I guess not their hometown, but, like, where they grew up, they say that it's, like, the best thing they've done in their life.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, personally, like, I've put thought into it. And I grew up here, and I don't think my life is meant to be spent here in Northwest Arkansas. Yeah. I mean, if it is, it is. But I'm not in love, and I don't have any property.
You don't like the idea.
So I might as well just leave and try to start something else, because if I come back, it's not anything new.
So where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Jesus Christ. Alive.
Besides that.
I don't know. Traveled to at least different countries. At least 10. One per year.
Hmm.
At least, minimum. Because, I mean, there's also good places to go here. Like, I've never been to New York. Never been to Seattle. Miami. Never been to any of the national parks. The big-ass ones like Yellowstone. Or Big Bear. I'd want to go there. I've never been skiing. Never smoked weed in Colorado or Arkansas. 10 years, at least travel to 10 different countries.
Yeah.
Have a job, my own place. How old am I? About to be 24. I'm not married by 34. Jesus Christ. I just don't see it happening. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Honestly, I don't know, dude.
Out the closet? We all know.
No, dude, it's crazy. Like,
you don't hate that you're gay.
The past, like, years, it's just been, like, dipped all over the place. Like, a couple years ago, I was... Well, first of all, a couple years ago, I was in high school. Then, like, after that, a couple years ago, after that, I was in Houston. Now I'm here, back, working construction. But I don't know. Like, honestly, I mean, my dream job, I guess, is to, like, be something that has to do with music. Like, and I guess I kind of have my foot in the door with that already, working at a church, doing music directing and all that. But I mean, I guess that would be my dream, is to like work at full time at a church, because dude, that job, like, you literally get to do, you wake up and do what you love, you know, like, you don't have to.
I feel that.
And that also the, like, the people that are there now that are actual full times, I'm there as part time, but when I'm actually there, like, they go in whenever they want and they leave whenever they want, just as long as they get their stuff done and they still get paid. I mean, it's salary-based pay. I mean, they're doing what they like, and they're around their best friends because, I mean, they're people from church, usually people that you like.
See, in my career choice, I don't think I would hate what I would do, but I don't want to say I have a passion or love for it.
Like, you
but
don't
would,
mind
but
it.
Would, yeah, but, like, I wouldn't mind it, and I'm not going to hate it, and it's going to pay good, and I'm going to get by, and I'm going to be able to do things that I love.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to do something for the rest of your life that you love, and that's totally okay. Like, I think that's what most people should do, but most people settle, and I think that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Like, I accept that I've settled, but I still want to, sooner or later
than life. You still have dreams.
Yeah, like, I still have dreams. I just, this is just a stepping stone that's going to make me stable for a few years.
Okay, yeah.
Speaking. Yeah,
I feel like a lot of people don't see it like that. A lot of people, like you said right now, like, you see it as a stepping stone. Like, people just see it as, like, that's it. Like, this is my peak. I got a college degree. It's my peak. Especially with, like, the Hispanic community.
Oh,
a college
goodness,
degree
yes.
is the peak of their life, and that's it.
It's not. It's just like, hey, let's find a good job, and that's
that. It, yeah.
And, like, find a good job, start a family, and I'm like, dude,
there's
no. No. Like,
there's
way
more.
For y'all, like, people take care of kids. My sister's pregnant, and she's like, oh, you're going to have such a fun time being an uncle. I'm like, I'm not holding that baby until it's, like, 3 months old.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, because they take a lot of care. Second of all, because I'm scared, because they're, like, fragile.
Yeah.
I'm really not holding that baby. So, things you love. Would you rather marry the love of your life or be with whatever woman you've ever dreamed of at whatever moment in life you could want?
What do you...
Line up the bitches.
But like,
now,
what,
now I want you.
Am I happy?
I want you. It's the love of your life. I'd assume you'd be happy.
Yeah, but what about with the other girls?
That's the question. Do you think you would be or not? Would you rather be with the love of your life, or would you rather?
But what is love, bro?
All right, bro. I'm not having that conversation right now.
No, you brought it up.
No, I'm setting up a scenario. Would you rather?
Well, yeah, but I asked the question.
I'm not gonna ask you what love is, or I'm not gonna answer what love is, because I don't know. All right. If I have a kid, then I'll know. That's what everyone says.
Yeah.
Shout out Mila Kunis. Mila.
Who?
Kunis, Ashton Kutcher's wife.
Yeah, Mila Kunis.
So, would you rather be with the love of your life, or be able to have?
How do you know it's the love of your life?
Would you rather be with the love of your life, or would you have whatever bitch you've ever wanted at what any, like, any bitch, like, Lionel? You can trade them off. I want this one. I want this one. I want this one. Or any woman, if there's women out there listening.
I feel like, I don't know. I think it's different with every person, because, like, I don't know. I just wouldn't. There's just, like, certain, like, moments of your life that you want one thing. Like, there's definitely been certain moments where I've been, like,
Like, I want consistency. And then there's moments where I'm like, just like random girls, you know?
Can't relate. All right, this is me. I would not choose the love of my life. I would choose the random bitch. Time and time again. Because just because you don't love someone doesn't mean you're not compatible. And if you have children, you can always love those children together. And if you're compatible, you don't have to be in love to not be functional. And that's facts.
But are you happy?
Why wouldn't you be happy? Because you have someone around that's all the around you all the time. And then you have beautiful kids that you love. Well, what's to be sad about? Give Abraham the mic.
Abraham's going to answer now what he would do.
Would you rather be with the love of your life or have random women line up and you can have whichever one you want at any time you want and you can trade them off?
If I'm getting older, like, I would like to settle down, but since I'm still young, I'd rather pick the second option.
Okay, here he is.
What'd you say?
I don't know. He said right now he's going to pick the second option. But if he gets older, he feels like he'll be lonely.
I guess that's what I wanted to say, too. I just wanted to
sound smart. Not...
No, yeah, because...
That's not even right.
It is right.
The love of your life gives you headaches end, and like, gives you stress.
No, I don't think so.
I do.
I mean, but that's what makes it worth it is love. That's what makes it worth it.
I don't know about y'all, but I'd be listening to Marvin's Room.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Johnny. Like, I don't know. I guess that's what makes it worth it is the love.
Can't relate.
But since you don't want to talk about that.
Nobody likes me. That's all I know.
You're right. I don't like you.
Yeah, I don't like Abraham either.
Dio just sent a sound message, and I'm going to play it here. I haven't heard it. He just sent it right now. I'm going to send it right now. you guys heard that. I would say just sent it in our group chat.
Shout out to Diego.
Shout out to him. He's that's funny. Oh, man.
Who started the moaning?
You?
I did not start the moaning.
He doesn't even do it.
I don't. At all. Was it him?
It was either Josue or Diego. One of those two.
Because now Brian does it too. Johnny does it.
Johnny does it.
But y'all don't stop. That's the problem. Like, why do you guys keep doing it?
I don't know. Are you playing Marvin's Room?
Yeah.
Bro. Stop. You've never been able to relate to Marvin's Room.
I know. Me either.
All right, I'm in that same group chat.
Oh, man.
Why are y'all like that? did you read the group chat?
No.
Look what they said that your name should be.
That was a good one. I didn't read that. All right, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Does money buy happiness?
Yes, completely. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not saying you need money to have happiness, but like just being able to spend money gives you like a certain kind of thrill.
Yeah.
Like I got that. I have a surfboard in my room. I can't even ride a freaking bike, but I own a surfboard just because no one else can say that in Northwest Arkansas, up to my knowledge. But yeah, oh my god. And then there's, oh my god, when I was like in high school, there was that one tweet. It's like, does money buy happiness? No, but I'd rather cry on a Ferrari. Like, duh. That's facts. I want to cry on some dry ass sheets either that I've had for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Get them nice little cotton ones.
Yeah. Because the other day I was talking to my girlfriend about that. And she said that. Because we were talking about the whole Kanye West thing. And how he's... Like, I guess, I mean, he's not crazy. It's just his bipolar. He's having episode, but that wasn't the point of the conversation. The point was that she was saying, I was like, I was just like joking around. I was like, oh, I want to be famous too. And she's like, yeah, so you can come crazy like them. They don't even live happy lives. I was like, I would just make my money and leave. And she was like, yeah, you're already very money driven. I don't think that would work. And I was like, I mean, money makes the good world go round, you know, like you need money.
Right.
And she tried to come at me with an argument, and I was like, so you're going to tell me, I told her, I was like, so you're going to tell me that you wouldn't be a little bit more happy to see $1 million in your bank account right now than to just have 1,000? She's like, yeah, it would be make me a little bit happy. I was like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and like besides the fact, you got to like know that rich is a big scale. Like, mm-hmm. obviously, billionaire is, like, the biggest of scales, but, like, to even think about that kind of money is, like, ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And, like, they're rich and famous. Like, mm-hmm. there's people that are just rich mm-hmm. that they just don't, you don't even know about. Yeah. Like, there's hella athletes that are, most athletes are rich just because they play. And no one talks about them because they're not the best. The stars. But they're rich.
Mm-hmm.
Which says they're not happy doing what they do.
Yeah, it's true. And I told her, I was like, you have, it's not that you're, I mean, it is, well, this is where I think. Like, you have $1 million. If I had $1 million right now, I know that I'd be happy because I know that I had enough money for myself. Like, in this life, I'm not saying there's another life, but like this life, I would have enough money to like live happily and maybe not even have to, I mean, maybe if I were to invest it right, I wouldn't have to work another day in my life. And if I were to really know how to use, like, maintain, like, use it properly and invest it in. And what's it called? Doing. Distribute it properly. If I were to be able to do that, I would be happy knowing that my kids and the kids' kids wouldn't have to like work a day in their life, or they would have like some kind of inheritance or something to like fall back on. That makes me happy.
All right, but on some selfish shit.
Mm-hmm.
If you had $1 billion, name three things you would buy. Selfishly, like, don't say, oh, I'm gonna retire my parents. So that's obvious.
Yeah,
selfish things you would do.
How much money?
$3 billion.
But billion. The B.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
so first we give you some leg room.
First of all, I'd buy an island. I mean, people don't think about that. My gosh,
someone's mad horny today.
Someone has Jeffrey Elm Springs on their mind. I'd buy that, of course. That's like land there already. We can put, I was gonna say land second, but that's like, that's considered land and property. I'd probably buy a lot of cars, like all the cars that I've ever wanted.
Supercars. Yeah. Or just cars you've wanted.
Well, I mean, I don't really understand the whole supercar thing, because I mean, I would probably, if I were actually rich, I can't say I wouldn't buy one.
Right.
But like, there's people that have, like, Ronaldo has like a bunch. I mean, I understand he's a collect, like, that's, I guess, maybe like one of his passions or his hobbies. Mm-hmm. But I don't understand the point of having like 4 or 5 V12 cars just sitting in a garage.
They're his.
I mean, yeah, I understand. But I mean, I maybe just buy like a Ferrari or a Lambo. That's it. But
the third?
I don't know. Probably buy some sort of company or something.
Buy a company.
Yeah.
And then what?
Collect profits off of that, bro.
No, that's not selfish. That's an investment. That's not selfish.
I can't think of a third.
No, you got to. A new MacBook.
Yeah, a new MacBook isn't. I don't know, dude. Honestly, I can't think. What would you do? Can you name three?
Yeah, so first off, I'd buy a jet.
Okay, yeah. Maybe that'll be my last one.
No, you already said yours. You said okay, MacBook. Well, I have three.
MacBook.
All right, so first thing would be a jet, so I could go wherever I want, whenever I want, okay. As long as I got a pilot. Second would probably be a big old house, just so I know, but to, like, my liking.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Even like if I remodeled it.
Like a...
Actually, you know what? I'd build a house.
Like
I'd
build a mansion. A custom house.
Yeah. And third...
Dude, this is, like, off-topic. It's not off-topic, but have you seen Drake's Mansion?
No.
All right, well, you can Google it after you finish this. The one that he has in Toronto. That one's crazy.
And then, damn, well, now that I said you can't buy a business, I was going to say I was going to buy a soccer club. But I guess that kind of is an investment.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say that too.
But I'd want to buy a team.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mine.
Abraham, what are your three things?
My three things would be a house. Well, build my own house, my dream house.
So you're going to build a house, and then you're going to build your dream house. So that's two.
No, I'm going to build my dream house.
Oh, bet.
My second thing, buy a jet, because...
Motherfucker's so broke, can't think of his own ideas.
Oh, my God.
And your third, lunch. Oh man.
I don't know. Man, what would be my third one?
What do you mean? Answer your third.
I don't know.
What do you mean? There's a million things you don't have. There's one thing you want to have.
Well, I would just probably just get cars.
What car? Favorite car?
Weight loss surgery.
Or cars?
The freak. Cars?
Oh, okay, I'm not even car. That
fat. What you mean? Top three, top four, top three dream cars. Go.
Dream cars?
Yeah. Go.
A Lambo.
Okay. Rainbow.
I'll get a Ferrari.
Okay. Ferrari.
And a Bugatti.
Bugatti.
Insurance is going to be expensive.
Bro, you're rich.
Who said out you were rich? I just said to name your three cars.
Yeah.
Okay, name your three favorite cars or dream cars that you would
dream
want.
Dream cars. Toyota Hilux. Central American made.
Un Datsun.
Can't find them in the U.S. No, I'd definitely go
home.
Ferrari. And then a Bugatti. Then a G-Wagon.
G-Wagon, I like that.
Bitches love G-Wagons.
I like... I don't know.
Men? Oh, cars still?
I would get a exact replica of the Nissan Skyline that Brian O'Connor drives in Too Fast, Too Furious. That exact one. Maybe probably even get the Supra that that one guy drives. I don't know what his name is. And I don't know.
So man, going with the classics.
I'll hit him with the Tesla Roadster.
Oh, Teslas.
Yeah.
Didn't even think of Tesla, but it's not really a supercar.
Bro, I'm in the process of trying to get
one.
The one that goes like 0 to 60 in like 3 seconds.
Less.
What is it?
It's like 2 seconds or something like that. I'm looking it up right now. I watch videos. People always tell me like, why do you want a Tesla? Why do you want a Tesla? I'm like, dude, they literally like smoke any car, like any American car, any like any car that a normal person can buy, I guess. Like,
it's like eco-friendly.
Isn't
it update?
Yeah, like it updates. Phone? It updates over the air. Like you literally sit, you park it in your garage to charge. You'll wake up and it'll be updated. It updates while you sleep. It's crazy. Like, you literally don't have to stop at a gas station anymore. Like, just think about that. You go to work or wherever and you come back home. You just connect your car, go to sleep. You wake up and it's like you have a full tank of gas every morning. It's crazy. And those cars last a long time. I was reading that the brakes can last you up to like 250,000 miles.
Damn.
Because they have like regenerative braking or something like that. So where like when you brake, like it takes the energy and puts it back into.
And how much is a battery for those? Because the battery is basically the engine.
It's everything literally. About, so I don't know how much is a battery? I don't know. We'll have Abraham look it up right now. But Abraham. I heard that like
Abraham, look it up. Stop looking at highlights. Or porn.
I heard that the batteries, they lose like a mile every like 25,000 miles that you put on it. And each one, like the lowest one you can get is 264 miles, like a range. So it loses like a mile of range per 25,000 miles.
But like when it dies, you can only drive like 300 miles, right?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, it lasts like 300,000 miles.
Charge.
No. How long? Yeah. Charge, the lowest one is 264, the range.
Charged?
Yeah, all the way. And then the higher one, like the long range, is like 380 or something like that.
Miles or thousands?
Miles.
Oh. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, you really couldn't go on a road trip, even though it'd be really... So, depending how much a battery is, you could do a road trip, because then if you just got an extra battery, boop, and then you're good.
Well, the thing is that with those, So, like, they have charging stations. Tesla has put them, like, all around the U.S., because, I mean, that's where... So, like, what you do is you go in, like, if you want to go... If I were to have one right here, and I would, like... I want to go to L.A., whatever. I, like, put in where I want to go, and it'll take me... It will find a route to where I can charge the car and it won't die on me.
So instead of like finding an Uber, it's like finding a charging station.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And then there's...
It might take longer, but...
Yeah, but I mean, you're saving on gas and I looked it up because to LA and it takes you through like the scenic. So you like pass through the Grand Canyon and all that. It's pretty cool.
I've never been.
Me either. I want to go. I want to go to all those landmarks, like the Grand Canyon.
Right, and I don't think I'd enjoy it, but I want to go.
Just to see it, bro. It's, like, crazy how stuff like that act like real.
Honestly, I don't think I'd be amazed. Like, people be like, let's go hike, and I'll be like, no.
I think when people tell you facts, it's like more like it amazes you more than when actually they're seeing it. Because I heard that the cracks, like from the top to the bottom of the Grand Canyon, they're like miles long. Yeah, you never thought about it like that. They're like miles long.
Like, the office taught me there's a forest at the end of the Grand Canyon.
I don't know.
I don't want to go. The one where Will Ferrell becomes the manager.
Oh.
And then Daryl tries to act like he loves the freaking desert.
Oh. It says to change the battery on the Tesla is like $3,000 to $7,000.
That's not bad.
For a battery, no.
Because if you think
rechargeable.
And if you think about it, you don't have to spend any money. Like when you buy a Tesla, you don't spend money. First of all, you don't spend money on gas. You don't do oil changes or any of that. The only thing that you do, like mechanic wise, is just tire rotation. It's the only thing. There's no like.
Does Tesla make their own special tires?
No.
We're buying a Tesla, boy.
Yeah, so.
It's done.
Yeah, it's. I mean, the cars are kind of expensive, but they're worth, like, people. Like, if you look up YouTube videos and all that stuff, like, you do the math.
But they're not even, like, that expensive.
Yeah, they're not that expensive. I mean, if you were to buy a truck, it's the same amount, like, to buy a car.
Right.
A Tesla. So, I mean, it's affordable if you were in the market already for, like, a $40,000, $50,000 truck. Yeah, that's what I'm looking into getting right now. And they have a couple around here, but I'm getting the down payment right now.
The Powerwall?
Hell expensive. Paul Wall?
Powerwall.
Oh, Powerwall. Go off, King.
Dude, and what I like about those two is that, like, well, at least for the cheaper model, the your key, they give you two keys, but they're like cards, like it's like a credit card. So you like tap it on the door and it unlocks.
How do you turn it on with the button?
No, you just have the card, and you just set it down like in the console in the middle, like by the cup holder, and it'll read the card, and then you're able to drive.
Like a hotel room key.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and. You don't even have to use the cards because, like, if you're the owner, you have the app and everything downloaded on there. And, like, if you have the... It's connected through Bluetooth, so, like, you'll walk up to your car and it'll unlock and you can just open it. And then when you're done, literally, you put the car in park and you walk out and close the door and it'll lock by itself.
That's crazy.
Even the newer ones with the full self-driving, they have, like, the whole smart summon. So, like, if you're at the store... Like, you just, this is raining or something, you, like, stand at the front and you, like, go on your phone, you press, like, pick me up. It'll, like, back out and go to the front of the store
and get you. Right, and I saw this other one, like, when they were first coming out, and it was on Twitter. Like, this guy had to move his car, like, one space up because they're going to do street cleaning. He just woke up and he did it from, like, the top of his bedroom. He just, like, he didn't believe it, but he tried it out and it worked.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, that's convenient.
Super convenient, yeah.
Like, you don't have to go downstairs. Not that I have it upstairs, yeah. But he did. He yeah. doesn't have to go downstairs.
Do all that.
Yeah, turn on his car, move it.
Yeah, my dad didn't believe any of, like, the stuff that I was selling him. He's like, he's asking me, like, how are you going to do the oil change or this and that? And I was like, well, there is no oil change or any of that. And he's like, he just couldn't believe it. He's like, I bet the charging is really expensive. I was like, no, it's not really that expensive. It's still less than a tank of gas.
Still less than a tank of gas? To charge it?
Yeah, so you get a full charge and it's only like... Oh, right on it. You got it right on the money.
Guys, viewers, listeners, I just threw my phone into Abraham's crotch.
And it hit him perfect. And now he's rubbing his stomach because it hurt.
Pay attention.
It went up to him.
Don't get caught slipping.
Yeah, bro, we're recording a podcast.
Who's man's? You'll be fine.
And this needs to be edited by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because I want to listen to it.
Me too. All right, guys. All right, I eat ass. Bye.